a great pleasure to be back here in what I always think of as desert country. I came here first about, well, at least, neither but 40 or 50 years ago. At my age, one becomes a little vague about time. I used to come down here and camp in the desert when the flowers were out and listen to the doves at night. It was a little hard sleeping on the ground, but it was very beautiful.
I think you need to get a little bit closer.
Think that'll work. The T.S. Eliot once said that the reading of one's own poetry was a form of indecent exposure. And I know what he means. And another nice, I like epigraphs, you know. You don't just get the motor going right away. I sent some of my poems not long ago to a young lady editor, one of the verse magazines, and she wrote back and she said that my poems and their content was not what she had been taught to expect in poetry. And I hope she was right. I might say a little bit, I don't really write poems, I write light verse, I aspire no higher. And by light verse I mean funny poems, satiric poems, love stuff, even obscene love stuff, though I won't bore you with any of that, and that type of thing. Logodedele, playing with words. It's a tradition that has a certain background. It goes back to the Greek anthology, comes up through Catullus, whom I never could consider anything but a light verse a poet, though he was a very great light verse or a poet, perhaps the greatest. Martial and Juvenal, there are a number of French and Italian ones, and Rochester and Herrick, and in modern times the comic poems of Pound and Eliot. I'm thinking of the hippopotamus poems, which are really superb. I use a very peculiar metric, which I think is in tune with modern times. It's the typewriter metric. You set your typewriter for a certain number of characters. And then when you come to that time, you stop, and you're allowed to, in my system, you're allowed to break the word with a hyphen, as long as you hyphenate it by Webster. And the next line, then, in the couplet may only be two characters this way or two characters that way. Now, the virtue of this method is that you don't have to worry about where to end your lines because the typewriter tells you. And you just run your spoken cadence against the machine, and it has some interesting effects when you read it in a book. I will read the first poem called Technical Notes, verse Technical Notes, which explains what I'm up to. Catullus is my master, and I mix a little acid and a bit of honey in his bowl. Love is my subject, and the lack of love, which lack is what makes evil, a poet must strike. Catullus could rub words so hard together, their friction burned a heat that warms us now 2,000 years away. I roll the words around my mouth and count the letters in each line. Thus eye and ear contend inside the poem and draw its movement tight. Milton thought rhyme was vulgar, I agree. Yet sometimes, if it's hidden in the line, a rhyme will richen tone. The thing I most despise is, quote, poetic, unquote, diction. I prefer to build with plain brown bricks of common talk, American talk, and then set one Roman stone among them for a key. I know Catullus knew a poem is like a blow, an impact striking where you least expect. This I believe, and yet with me, a poem is finally just a natural thing.